Well, as we know, China was handed a copy of the report for review prior to its publication, in line with normal procedure. And we can see now very clearly why Beijing was so opposed to it. Even on Wednesday, the foreign ministry called it a farce orchestrated by the US and some Western powers, and had called on Michelle Bachelet to, quote, make the right decision in urging her not to publish the report. Its contents could hardly have been more damning. It covers a period from between 2017 to 2019, suggesting this could just be the tip of the iceberg, and it confirms some of the most serious accusations of human rights violations, including hunger and injection tactics used in what China refers to as vocational and educational training centers. It found evidence of forced sterilization, and it concluded that China's treatment of ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang may amount to international crimes against humanity. And the fact that Michelle Bachelet decided to go ahead and issue this report in her final minutes in office, despite pressure from different sides, it creates this sense that she wanted to conclude this episode in the way that it needed to be concluded, with the publication of this report in accordance with the findings of her office. So what this does now is it creates pressure on China, on the UN, as well as international bodies to act accordingly. But from everything that we've seen from Beijing, it's unlikely that it will accept any accountability for what the report says. And the timing is perhaps interesting, coming ahead of National Congress in the middle of October, and perhaps President Xi Jinping will use this to reaffirm the point that China needs strong leadership under his guidance as it continues to face challenges from foreign forces trying to contain it.